Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, aha.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Bit Season, episode 14. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Adam Epstein.
Hey, before we get started, we need to thank our new sponsor, Magnolia Admissions. Magnolia Admissions offers coaching on the college and law school applications process, from mock interviews to help with personal statements. One of our P1s, Dave, he's a biddy, runs Magnolia Admissions. He graduated from an Ivy League school, conducted admissions interviews for over 15 years, and has reviewed thousands of applications as an admissions committee member. Make sure your loved one doesn't turn out to be AWOD. Visit MagnoliaAdmissions.com. That's MagnoliaAdmissions.com. And mention BitSeason for a listener discount.
Excellent. Yeah, MagnoliaAdmissions.com. Do you remember the time on the Junkies when AWOD lied and said he got into Maryland?
Of course, it ricks me so much that he is on my intellectual level. That's what now, he's basically claiming.
Dave could have got you into Maryland.
Well, we actually talked about this.
You should have known to contact Dave.
We talked about this at Thanksgiving. I'm still bitter at Maryland because my grandfather went to Maryland, went to their law school, became a lawyer, is still practicing law today in his 90s. My mom went to Maryland, went to their law school, and then they denied me. I'm a legacy at Maryland, and they didn't let me in.
Smart on Testudo for not letting you in. You know what's so embarrassing? I was actually thinking about Magnolia Admissions the other day, and how I could have used them for my application process because you had to write an essay to get into Maryland. I was thinking about my horrible Nubs essay that I did. It's butt embarrassing.
It had to be better than AWOD.
Probably, but the topic that I chose was awful. So you had to choose between two. One of them was you had to talk about some hardship that you had. You know, I'm a nubber suburban kid. I had zero hardship growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing that I fought every day as a kid was acne.
Okay.
The second prompt was name somebody dead or alive that you wished you could have dinner with.
Yeah.
It's kind of a terrible question for an essay.
It's something along those lines. So juicy, right? And so I zagged while everyone zigged and, you know, naming all these great Americans, George Washington, Martin Luther King. Right. You know who I picked?
Someone original.
Tupac Shakur.
No way.
I swear I did.
Surprised they let you in.
It was I decided to zag while everyone zigged and I tried to write something original.
Such a zag.
And that was Nubs. It was the nubbiest essay ever.
I took an SAT prep class and they told us to write about a historical figure. Like they said, name a president or someone like that.
And then after we graduated, we had somebody at our tailgate that worked in the admissions office. And what this person used to do was he would pick someone at random and then he would get their essay from the archives. And then he would read it out loud before we would go.
Oh, really?
The games. Yes, that was a fun bit we used to do.
That is embarrassing.
It was butt embarrassing.
Yeah, well, Dave will help you out, MagnoliaAdmissions.com. We had a fun week of shows so far this week. Washington football team is on a hot streak. So, again, it's not as much skits and bits as we usually like on the show. But the good news is Valdez and I and AWOD, we kind of like doing our own thing anyway. So,
You know what? Washington's on a hot streak. We're on a hot streak.
Right. So if there's not as much content on the show that's non-sports, we will find non-sports content to talk about on the show. And one of the sports contents, though, we don't usually talk about sports on the show a lot here. In fact, intro says no sports. But I don't know if gambling is technically sports related or purely sports.
But sports entertainment, emphasizing the entertainment.
We actually call it wagertainment. That's part of the BetQL network.
Oh, yeah. You guys are lying to people about what it really is.
I mean, it's
propaganda.
Yeah.
It's entertaining wagers.
So I thought there could have been a fight earlier in the week, or I was dreading it Sunday or Monday night because I knew I was the only one that missed the parlay from Monday Night Parlay. Uh-huh. I was a little bit disappointed that I came in here and everyone just kind of being a pussy and afraid to take shots at me for
everyone had kid
flubbing
gloves.
The parlay.
Everyone had kid gloves around
what
you. I did notice that.
Yeah, what was with that?
Everyone's scared to be that person that misses the parlay so much that they don't want the guns trained on them. So they feel like, well, if I take down Drab and his awful pick that cost us all $100, well, when I do it, it's going to be 10 times as worse.
Well, first off, I'm pretty confident that Jason doesn't put in the Monday Night Football bets.
I'd be willing to wager Jason doesn't put the wagers in.
Wait,
I don't
really think he does. So you think he's just been collecting $5 every week?
Well, nobody's paying him either. I think FanDuel is loading his account up. Nobody's
the whole purpose of this thing was like FanDuel would basically sponsor the bet and you know give us the $5 a week to go put the parlay thing in.
Yeah, I don't think he's putting in that parlay every week, and it's gonna come back to bite him if we ever do hit it.
I'd rather win the parlay just to spite Jason instead of collecting our $100.
Well, there's no chance he would pay us out.
He'd have to.
He would just say, I'm sorry, I'm not going to.
No,
you'd
have to.
Hold on. If we hit the weekend parlay.
100% chance he would not. He would just say, I didn't put it in.
And we had a six-leg winner that paid us $3,000. $3,000 split amongst six is what?
I'm telling you, he wouldn't put it in.
It's like $500.
Now, I know, I believe he's put in the Friday ones.
He's just not putting the Monday ones in.
I just don't think
I think EB would not let him get away with that. EB would put him on trial.
What do you
trial?
Mean? He owed everyone $1,000 for taking his kids to the Bahamas again, and he just told everyone, I'm not paying you. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, but we weren't involved in that.
What?
With the gambling thing, you're more involved because you're coming up with a pick. It's, you know, it's all over social media.
Well, we just have to hit it to see if it happens.
I know, but Jason doesn't care about any of that stuff. Like, he just is brazen about taking a stand.
Well, we won't hit it with Drab's cold streak. I know that.
I am in a bit of a cold streak. Maybe we'll change this weekend. You can't, you know, even the best, the Stu Finers, have rough months. So it's been a rough month for me. But again, I don't like picking all these big, heavy favorites that everyone's picking
We need to hit one just to see what Jason does.
That's preferably what needs a Monday night parlay.
Yes,
because I don't think he's putting those in. That's just my personal hunch. But I am taking this down. Hey, Wad, why are you so upset about Jason's review of the football game on Monday?
So it's just because I was propping him up last week and saying that, you know, he really pays attention to these games because he knows at 6 a.m. people want to get a breakdown, and it was so obvious he didn't watch the Buffalo game because he was blaming their defense, and that went viral on social media because they were getting tilted by reporters. They got two stops when they needed to get stops from the Patriots. The offense had two fourth downs, and I know we don't want to talk sports, but the offense and Josh Allen were to blame there, and Lurch didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Well, it is kind of inside baseball, which the show is about. Jason was like lying that he knew what was going on in the game, and if you listen to it, you can tell that I was annoyed what he was saying too, because it was clear that he just watched highlights and he's pulling a JP. He was just looking at the stats. And Buffalo had numerous chances to win that game. They should have won that game.
Right. And he kept saying
was, oh, they rushed for 200 yards.
Right. What? Why didn't they think that they weren't going to throw the ball?
That's your Jason impression.
That's my Jason.
But if you actually even watch the game, they were talking about it the whole game about why the run was working.
Right. Well, and yeah, it was they stopped tilting. The run the final two drives from the Patriots.
Your biggest issue is you don't like how Jason's masquerading that he's the big sports nut and he's in bed before kickoff.
That is part of it for sure. Yeah. I mean, and you all said last week, you know, he's not waking up early for games.
That's my theory. Jason, you talk about Jason not paying the parlay theory or not putting the parlay in theory. Yeah. My theory is I don't necessarily think he's waking up to watch these games and DVRing through them at 3:30 a.m. Because why would you wake up earlier? Right.
I don't know. Because he likes to skip through the commercials.
Well, hold on. He's complaining about the lack of sleep and how tired he is, right?
Yeah.
So if you're complaining about that, why are you going to donk that off even more?
I've always said if you DVR live sports, you're not a real sports fan. I mean, is that your credo, Adam? You're supposed to be tired the next morning when your team plays a late game.
Hey, you want to hear my dumb theory?
I love dumb theories.
I don't believe in DVR. or TiVo. I refuse to ever subscribe or sign up for it.
Really?
Because I, like, deep down inside, I believe that if you miss something live, you shouldn't be rewarded to watch it later.
Does that mean you're against on demand also?
If it's on demand and I can watch it, I will go back, but I don't watch a lot of TV shows anyways. I will never, ever in my life go back and watch a previously recorded sporting event. Yeah. That sounds so lame to me.
What if you don't know the outcome? Like, what if you do the bit where you hide TV?
I've never once done that in my life.
You know how impossible it is to
notifications on my phone.
Friends and family texting you about whatever.
These days,
tweets.
You would have to turn off your phone. You would have to be surrounded by silence.
I will say, Drab's always been sized for live sports. It doesn't matter what it was. Tennis at 5 a.m., he'll turn it on.
I know. It's why I'm handicapped to the dumb cable provider forever. And Hulu has live sports. I just can't trust waiting for my internet to go, you know, just
you
be
can't
slow,
trust
slow.
Streaming services.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, YouTube TV.
Never. I'll never do it. And I know I'm getting just bent over by Verizon, but it is what it is. I'm old school. I like the remote. I like being able to quickly turn channels. I'm always fumbling around with the streaming. It takes too long to load the page. The guide isn't as good. I don't know how Valdez does it. Valdez has 800 channels.
I do.
And 750 of them are blurry.
They're not blurry. They're all crystal clear HD quality. I have every network known to man.
Do you know that when I watch sporting events now on Saturdays, if you have Vios, you turn it to a game and it says this game's available in 4K, and then it changes the channel to like channel 1500 and you're watching a game. 4K is silly. Sporting events is in 4K. When you try to go back and watch it in like normal 1080 HD, it looks like a bubble TV. I can't wait until every single sporting event or everything on TV is in 4K because it does look a million times better.
I think 4K is so good is because
illegal
the,
internet.
The frames
it's
per
not
second
illegal.
Are higher.
It's slander.
It's 100% illegal. You're just paying. I know you're paying someone for their illegal service.
I don't think they're based in the United States.
I think you're worried about this. The feds kicking down your front door. And that's not going to happen. But it is a legal cable or whatever Valdez has.
It's not illegal.
It's Roku.
If it's illegal if you don't pay for it.
Let me ask you, listeners out there. You think Valdez, who pays $25 a month for 800 channels, is legal? Do you think that's on the up and up? No.
Yeah, I do. I did get a credit card specifically to buy this type of cable.
Oh, because, I heard that you do that. So if your account gets hacked, yes, they only can account your
exactly
your Nubs account.
Yeah, because if they're sharing my information, which I'm assuming that they do to people in China,
what do you got, like a $200 limit?
Yeah, it's like a student credit card that you would get back in the day.
That has
a $500 limit on it.
That is actually
so they
pretty
can't,
smart.
So they can rake me over the coals once they get all my information.
All right, so I'll get back on a hot streak. I am the big unit, Valdez. He is he's also been a little bit cold, but not as cold as me. So I know he was bragging a few weeks ago, but I think he's kind of gone downhill since then.
I won this week,
but you missed like the previous 2 weeks. Oh, by the way, I'm making an F1 pick tomorrow on the Junkies, so just letting everyone know that it's the final race of the season.
All right, so I gotta
I'll
see
probably
if,
be the first one out again.
I gotta see if I can bet on Tiger.
Oh, Tiger and Charlie to win.
Yes.
You know, those golf bets are tough to put in, that parlay. Do you think we talk too much gambling on the Junkies?
Yes. Yes. Gambling and fantasy.
Well, fantasy, I don't know how the listeners put up with it.
I just, I don't, nobody
every
cares
time that they start talking about their fantasy teams, I sink lower and lower into my chair. Because just nobody cares. Like, how many times can we review Cakes' fantasy team? And I love Cakes. And it's an interesting storyline. But we're just constantly
the week to week assessment of the team,
right?
How many times
they're all in 100 leagues? Everyone's in 100 leagues.
How many times do I got to hear about Jerry Jeudy?
And you know who always brings it up? It's EB. Why does EB always bring up Cakes' fantasy team?
He likes to hear about him losing money.
And I know, but EB hates fantasy football.
Eric doesn't like fantasy, so I don't get it.
I don't know. It is always Eric's. Whenever there's a lull or he doesn't know what to say or a segment is kind of just going sideways. It happened today because I don't remember the first part of the segment. It was definitely non-sports. There was a little bit of joning. It may have been the Lean Cuisine segment.
Oh, yes. The Lean Cuisine.
It was the Lean Cuisine.
You know, that's my fault because Erica put me on a mission to find Cakes bragging about his fantasy.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. And cut in and start playing it.
Well, I've had to play that because he mentioned being able to find audio. And so I butted in and said, here's Cakes bragging about it. But
the whole reason, you guys don't know this, the whole reason Dave Richard comes on Thursday at 8 o'clock is because we get calls all throughout the week of people wanting to ask fantasy questions. And I always say, no, calling on Thursdays at 8 o'clock, that's the fantasy segment. Now we have two fantasy segments a day. They're just all about Cakes' team or Jason's team.
And the thing about it is Cakes' team has been useless, has been out of it for like the last 5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's been out of the playoffs.
We're breaking down his loser team. Right.
Do you know what else I noticed today that is kind of the go-to junkies segment filler or question? You know how you say Kicks' fantasy is kind of like the segment filler?
It's filler.
All right. The segment filler is thermostat talk.
Oh, I hate the thermostat talk. Not the studio, in their homes.
Yes.
I think we had two thermostat segments this week.
Thermostat talk is, I don't know.
Who's interested in this? Are the listeners on the edge of their seats driving to work
going, I wonder what Cakes' heat was last night?
Yeah. Like, why do they think that is so? They are talented guys. They know what stuff is funny. Why do they get into these segments where it's just minutia? Where they just get lost because it's easy?
Oh, it's 7:30. I wonder if the Junks had it on at 67 or 68 last night.
Look, hosting a radio show is hard. It's really hard. You got to come up with content for 4 hours a day, every single day. But one of the things that always like baffles me about the Junks, how do they not think to themselves, didn't we just talk about this? You know, like they repeat segments all the time.
Like driver's license. The same question.
It's like back to back weeks,
right?
You know, like the tipping, or there's probably 30 things on this list that are their go to. If they need something, it sparks, and then they go to the same question over and over.
All right,
again.
Here's another one.
Right,
the lack of handyman skills they have.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Keep bringing up Cakes' lack of handyman.
Yes,
skills.
I gotta hear about his neighbor Kevin, 10,000 times. His neighbor Kevin gets more run than Awad nowadays.
I know. Awad gets zero run. But that does go into a little bit of, and I don't want to pile on the guys to be serious about it because this is supposed to be a fun show about, I just think that there's probably a lack of preparation of them thinking of bringing something to the table every day.
Like they're like the night before the show, they see something and go, "Ooh, you know what?
Bookmark that. Let me like it in case I kind of want to bring it up on the show tomorrow if there's an opportunity."
Right.
But that doesn't happen because you guys have listened to the show long enough. They got other interests.
Something to do with the fact that they have been working together so long.
Look,
that they like finish each other's sentences. Like temperature will come up, and then somebody will be like, "Oh yeah, Lurch keeps his house below 50.
I know, but let me tell you, nobody's better than the Junkies at tangents and just having
non sequiturs.
Like, non sequiturs and just having these like
off the wall,
off the wall conversation.
What does that mean? Non sequiturs.
Just something that doesn't follow the script.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So it's like it's on its own path. Yes. Right.
I'm a non sequitur.
Okay, nobody's better at that, right? Like they can do these unbelievable segments that you'll remember for years from now.
Right.
Uh-huh. But the fact that they just repeat the segment that they did the previous week drives me insane. They're too talented for that. Their chemistry is too good. That's the punch out factor. You know, where they don't think anyone will notice. I notice because I hear it.
So how do you get them to punch back in as the executive producer?
I mean, it's one of our struggles. It's one of our struggles.
It's a daily dilemma that we have.
Yeah.
How much do you guys come into this room during commercial breaks these days?
Less than we used to. Less than we used to.
Yes.
It's the holiday season. You know, like everyone, they're on cruise control. I don't know.
Everyone's thinking about their holiday vacation, including me.
No, they have. I mean, we, you guys know this. They have a rundown. They don't have to follow it. They're just ideas. But if they don't follow the rundown, I want it to be an awesome segment, something that they're really passionate about, something that they bookmarked.
Beholden to the rundown.
No, I don't care about that at all.
If we, you know, just because we put a story in front of them doesn't mean they have to be parrots and read it. They've been doing it for 25 years. They don't, you know, they have the luxury of being able to do whatever they want.
But one of the frustrations about it, though, is that they don't.
But if they if they opt to not do what we suggest or push for them,
so say,
you want them to bring something good to it.
Right. There are segments that we have to do every single day, or that we plan to do every single day, or guests or things like that. But what kind of bothers Valdez and I, and this is just speaking as producers, and this is a show about the junkies, so it is what it is when we come back from commercial break and they don't really discuss to each other what they want to talk about, and we'll have something on the rundown there, and then usually somebody just blurts out something to start a segment, and there's no preparation. They're like, we have something else planned, and then so that takes up 3 minutes. Like, say it's like 3 minutes of a segment.
Yeah, let's just say and it's then, thermostat talk.
Right. The rest of the segment's ruined because we took too much time.
Right. This is minutia, but if we come back at 7:23 and we do thermostat talk until 7:30, we're supposed to break at 7:37. Now we only have 7 minutes to cover a topic that's supposed to take longer than 7 minutes. That makes sense.
Yeah, but isn't
and then
that,
you can't then you can't carry it over because then you have the Blitz, which is a sponsored segment and a benchmark segment at 7:45.
Isn't so
you're basically shoot yourself in the foot?
But isn't that what they're always doing? Just throwing gum against the wall and seeing if it sticks?
No, not necessarily. Because what we want the conversations to be like organic. Like they're talking about something, then they're riffing with each other. Not just a host saving something to like jam it in because he feels like he doesn't have time to. There just needs to be more communication between all six of us, to be honest with you. And we would avoid things like that because that does drive me nuts.
You know, I feel like we should be charging people for this producer.
This is a real
inside.
This is real actually, inside check here.
We're actually training people to be producers right now.
Well,
didn't you want to do a radio school?
One of my business ideas was to do a radio summer camp.
I think it's brilliant.
That's how I got started.
So many people want to get into this industry. We get DMs all the time.
Nobody wants to get into this industry.
No, everyone wants to work in sports.
No, but no.
Sports, okay.
It's a summer camp for kids in elementary school up until high school. All right. And it's basically a reason for parents to get their kids out of the house for the 6 hours. And we show them around the studio. We teach them radio insider stuff. We teach them how to use equipment. We have special guests. And at the end of the day, they get to make their own demo.
There's some producers at this office that need that radio.
Let me tell you something about Professor Valdez. That's a one-hour course. I've seen interns come in here before, and Valdez did give his spiel before, and it's not that impressive. Here's the microphone. Here's where you turn it on.
And Awad's gaze off.
Yeah.
I do remember when I was an intern and all the interns were butt scared of Matt Valdez because he's
what?
Grumpy, gray-haired guy. We don't know how old he is. And he's got the body of a 20-year-old, but his face looks 40.
Hey, do you know what Adam said to me today? He said, he goes, hey, I think you might need to buy extra large sleeves.
Yeah, t-shirts and extra large. His sleeves are schmedium.
I think that's the way they're supposed to be.
They're just regular sleeves.
That's how all the I think Valdez is, he's buying those t-shirts from those Instagram t-shirt companies that we've all seen. I forget what they're called, but it's like where they hide your gut, but they're tight on your arms.
It seems like you know a lot about those.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, I've seen them too. They're like extra long on the waist.
Yeah, yeah. Valdez is pretending like he doesn't know what we're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. This is a regular t-shirt.
I almost feel like,
I can't help it if I have muscle.
I think he's ironing the sleeves, and so they're extra tight.
I'm shrinking the sleeves in the wash.
True classic tees. That's what they are. True classic. Valdez is buying those. Fresh clean tees. I've seen those too.
This is a regular beefy tee.
No, that's you don't even know what a beefy tee is. That's the thinnest t-shirt ever. That is far from a beefy tee.
The
beefy tee are what Awad and I wear to hide our tits. Okay.
I just think Adam's jealous. That's why he's trying to Joan.
I mean, you're just, your arms are, honestly, they're too big. All like, right. It's unattractive.
All right. Enough bitching or complaining or whatever you want to call it. Let's get to Adam's Thanksgiving. We didn't get a chance to talk about this last week. And it is something that I was waiting to come up on the Junkies and never had an opportunity to come
this
up.
This is juicy.
I think the listeners need to hear about it because I get a kick out of it. Listening to Adam's night before Thanksgiving, biggest night of the year for singles, going out.
Everyone's out drinking, on the prowl, looking to hook up, right?
It's a massive hookup night. Now, I was always told that Halloween was the most sexually active night of the year.
I can see that.
Because people feel least like themselves.
Now, did you conduct your own study and figure out before Thanksgiving is... stuffing time?
It's prime. It's just, you know, it's common sense. Everyone's coming home. Everyone's out. You know, if you're visiting family, like say you live in New York, but you grew up in Arlington, you're back home meet up with your friends.
Yeah,
you want to go
that
out.
Fling from high school.
Yeah. I mean, going to the dive bar, that's at least when you're from a podunk town like me, the night before Thanksgiving was always a big thing. But when you're here in this, like a big metro area, everyone's going to go out in Clarendon the night before all the single people and looking to hook up. They're probably...
They want to relive their college days.
Also, no strings attached. You're leaving at the end of the weekend.
That's true.
And we told Adam this. We went over and over and over last...
I don't think Adam realized how big of a Super Bowl it was for Ponin.
It was a massive Super Bowl. So Valdez and I and CK, we're in his office. We're going over his game plan.
We're hyping him up. We're like his corner man.
We're talking about the clothes he's going to wear, the things he's going to say to girls out at the bar.
What's your rap going to be? What's your rap?
And we were feeling pretty confident that Adam was going to have sex for the first time since March of 2020 on the night before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, that was the plan.
Were you feeling confident?
You know, I wasn't actually feeling that confident in myself.
That was just false bravado. That
was a lot of false bravado.
Did you feel bloated?
I was feeling bloated. I felt like I had this double chin going on. And
is that before or after you shaved?
It was after I shaved.
Okay, so you did have your big face. You were showing everyone your big face.
Yep.
You probably conned the bearded goat into a nice haircut.
I did, actually. I told him, hey, I'm going to go to the bearded goat before I go see grandma to make sure I look good.
Has the bearded goat had one client come in because of your Instagram
post? All the time. You know, Craig Hoffman goes there. There's been a few people around the station that have gone.
Bearded goat doesn't get Adam any bearded clam.
All right, Adam, I want you to tell the listeners, just like you told us about you going out to Clarendon the night before Thanksgiving and looking for women.
So of course I'm working late now, and so I didn't get to go out till after 11, and I went to Pamplona, of course. My stopping around. But it was late.
Pamplona's awesome, but it's not your scene.
What happened to PJ Skidoo's in Fairfax?
None of my friends wanted to go to PJ Skidoo's.
Find new friends.
How many listeners have offered to go out with you out in Fairfax or Manassas?
A couple.
All right. You're too good for them.
You want me to go on a Super Bowl out with, you know, some random guy that I've never met before? On the Super Bowl, you're going to go with your backup quarterback? No, you're going to go with your main wingman.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
That is true.
All right.
Yeah, but that's because he's big dong Nick Foles.
All right. So you're being stubborn.
So I stopped by Pamplona, said hi to Chuck and all that. And then my boys say, yo, we're at Bar Pal.
How many drinks did you have at Pamplona by stopping by? 17?
No, it was like 3 shots. But my boys say, hey, there's a bunch of hot Latinas at Bar Bao. You need to come by.
That's right. That's right across the street.
It's right across the street. So I walk over there.
Stumble
over there. And it's about 5 of my friends from high school. We're all drinking.
Do you still keep in contact with these people from high school?
Yeah.
I think he lives with some of them.
No. I live with some.
I know, but he just said I met up with people from high school as if like they're in town and he was just meeting them because he never gets to see them.
We don't. They live in Burke, so we don't see each other that often.
that far away destination known as Burke.
Yeah.
By the way, Burke, the lamest suburb of all of Northern Virginia.
Come on, are you kidding me?
It's the worst. There's literally nothing there except for just,
you know what Burke's known
old
for?
Old strip malls.
Glory days.
There's a Glory Days in every town.
No, but Burke's always had the best Glory Days. That's a fact. Ask Kevin from Burke.
Who's Kevin from Burke?
the listener that always calls.
You mean Peter?
No. Oh, is that Peter?
Yeah, Peter. Your face is so red. But you know what? I'm with you. Who cares about Peter from Burke? I've had enough of Peter from Burke.
Yeah, you tell your story, please.
Okay, so we get over to Barbao, and we're all taking shots. And
you got Kevin from Glory Days.
Drinking.
I know. Peter from Burke, if you so. All right, continue.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Can you imagine this discussion with the hot Latinas?
Right.
Yeah, we were all talking about our Thanksgiving plans and what our favorite side dishes
were. How did you approach these women? Did you talk to them about their Thanksgiving plans?
No. It was just
Did your buddies lay the groundwork and tell you to come on over, or are you the guinea pig and you're going up cold getting ready to talk to them?
No, so they were already talking to them, right? So okay. I just kind of walked in.
Yeah.
And they were talking to a bunch of girls. And I, just joined the conversation.
Right.
I don't know. We were talking about clothing or something. And
clothing.
Winter outfits. And it was over my head.
The person who has zero fashion sense.
Right. But I thought about clothing. I looked good. So I felt good about my fit that day.
Hey, what do you think of my dirty Nikes? Yeah.
No, I went out with my silly Cole.
What do you think about my H&M joggers from 2015?
Have you ever heard of Uniqlo?
I love Uniqlo.
He loves Uniqlo.
That's part of my punchline. Roger Federer?
Hey, do you know if you put a jacket on, it covers your fat love handles? All right, sorry, continue.
Yeah,
we're being mean.
I know. So we're talking to a couple girls, and it's me and one of my best friends, Jamal, and we're talking to these two girls, and it's going on and on. And so a couple of the friends go home, a couple of the girls leave. And
this is a long conversation.
Yeah, I mean.
So you're putting in work.
I was putting in work, but also, it was just a party atmosphere. Like, some random guy was, buying drinks for everyone because he said he knew one of us.
Let me ask you a question. Were you walking around and...
No, we were...
So you guys were, posted
in the corner,
up in a spot.
Posted up in the corner of Barbao.
And you had your eyes on one girl.
Yes.
And what did she look like?
She was about 5'10".
Whoa. Yeah, giant Tessa.
And even bigger in heels. So with heels, she was above me.
So she towered over
you. It was very intimidating. All right.
That's something sexy about that. Yeah.
She was long legs.
Thick like I like them.
A thick Latina.
Thick
tall.
Latina.
Yeah.
Not too much booty, just enough booty. Right.
Let me get my lotion ready.
Yeah. I was getting sized, right? And she was wearing a silly black jacket with a tan white, creme color, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Like off-white shirt, right?
Sure.
It worked. It made her puppies look silly, sweater puppies. And so...
Don't ever say that again.
That's like a term from the 90s. What are you doing?
I think it's butt funny. And so, so we were talking to these girls the whole night, and so...
Were you supplying them with tequila sodas?
We were supplying them with shots of Fireball and Jack and Coke.
So you're hammered... She's hammered. You guys are feeling each other.
A little bit of feeling each other.
You can tell they feel each other because, number one, they're not circulating the bar. They're posted up.
Number two, the
conversation is going on for a long time.
She was psyched that she had someone to talk to while her friends were talking to someone, I think. But nonetheless,
screams the ugly one.
But nonetheless, we were still having a good conversation.
Adam or her.
A match made in heaven.
It was going well. I felt like I was going to get lucky, right? And so it starts getting towards 1 o'clock, 1:30. They call for last call. And so that's when one of my friend goes and he grabs four more drinks, right? He grabs the last call. Then I saw him go over
alcoholic move right
and
there.
Say something to his girl and got her excited. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here. I was kind of left out in the blue. And so then me and him go to the bar to close out our tabs, and he goes, they're coming home with us. I'm like, what? Really? So
friend asked your girl to come home with you guys.
He talked to his girl, and then he came back to me when we were closing out the tabs. He said, they're both coming home with us.
Now, does he live with you? Is this your roommate?
No. This is just a friend that lives in Burke.
Okay, that's right. The friend from
right?
Burke.
And
he's
so,
having a sleepover.
So then I go up to my girl. I was like, I heard you guys want to come back for another drink.
For a nightcap.
Nightcap, right?
Yeah. Do you have any drinks at your house besides Natty Light?
I have a bottle of gin. I still got leftover 1942 that Chuck gave me for my birthday 2 years ago.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, that's not bad.
That's some good stuff.
Especially with Latinas. Right. Yeah, right? Tequila, Latina. Yeah.
And so then, yeah, I go up to her. I said, heard you have a nightcap. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry. I actually have to go take my sister home. But it was really nice to meet you. All right.
And so she then, mentioned the sister yeah. all evening.
Yeah, you're talking to her for 2 hours. Did she mention she had a hermana?
No, she hadn't, right? I didn't know that much about her. So then me and my friend get an Uber
terrible Spanish.
Home, right? And I'm getting ready to order pizza. And we get a knock on the door. And the girl that my friend was talking to showed up at my apartment. He gave her my address. Man. She showed up by herself.
Without the giant friend. Latina.
Was your friend surprised that she showed up?
No.
Because it sounded like a long shot move. You just give her the address and hope she turns up.
He's got confidence.
Okay.
I was like, should we go get pizza or something? He was like, no, she's coming over.
You want pizza. Your friend wants
Yeah. So she showed up.
That says a lot about you guys.
And, I wasn't excited about that. And so I turned off the Xbox and I went to my room.
And they're out there watching TV or something.
On the couch.
They're Netflix and chilling.
They were Netflix and they were chilling.
They were definitely chilling.
Oh, they were chilling because I had to turn on the TV in my room.
So you're telling me that your friend who lives in Burke, who you don't see that often.
Yeah.
Went out to a bar with you, brought a chick back to your place.
Was supposed to bring two chicks back.
Okay.
Well, that's not his job. Secure your date for the night.
No, I know.
Brought a chick back to your place on the horniest night of the year, and effed a chick on your couch.
Yeah.
While you were in your bedroom.
While I was in my bedroom
with this,
pretending to be asleep
with his Peter in his hand.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely pulled your pants down.
No,
so weird, right?
No.
Hey, I thought you would believe that for a second.
I would have put a glass up to that door so quick.
Yeah.
No. I was depressed. I
would have been peeking.
Like,
I would have been hiding behind the end table.
I would have had my phone in the corner videotaping.
No, I mean, I thought about, like, what if I need to pop out and go grab a glass of water? You know, right. But I thought, in the back of my mind, I was thinking, he's getting laid because of me. I feel like Chris Paul. I'm taking my team to the finals here, handing out assists left and right. I don't want to be a block and go out there and go get some water.
Don't you feel just pathetic that another man is having sex on your couch?
I felt like
that should be your zone.
Thank God at least someone's getting laid. That's what I thought.
And also, did you clean the couch the next
yes,
morning?
Yes.
No, he didn't.
That's, yes, I actually, Lysol spray. I sprayed it all over there and wiped it down.
You know what Adam should have done?
What?
Besides listened and taken video.
Yeah.
And he should have just walked out.
Taken video. That's hard.
He should have just walked out there naked.
Yeah. Well, he should have just walked out and tapped your roommate on his shoulder and said, or your friend, and said, I'm in.
Time's up.
Yeah. Tag, I'm in.
I couldn't have walked out without my shirt on.
You mind if I have this dance?
Let me tap in for a second.
And then he looks like you need some water. I'll take care of this.
Fat Lee's told me about that move. He says what you do, what the roommate does then is then he walks around to the front of the couch, says hi to her.
While you sub in.
While
yes,
you sub in.
That's called the Houdini. Yes. It's when you're having sex from behind, your buddy comes in, and then you go around to the front and you wave hi to your date.
She just realized, whoa, where and did you come from?
Yeah, exactly. Peekaboo.
Adam, that's a new low for you. Isn't it?
I mean, like I said, at least someone
got it could have been worse. You could have brought home a girl and she had sex with your roommate, like, at your house.
Right.
It could have been
anywhere.
I'm
sure that's happened.
My girl, just lied to me and said she had to go help.
No, it would have been worse if the friend came over and they were just sitting there next to each other talking about NBA basketball while her friend's getting topped off.
Yeah. Has that ever happened to you?
No. But it was just so close to the dream because it's like that night
visual.
You go out.
They're playing FIFA.
Yeah. You go out with your friend to
she's
bring
Real
home two
Madrid because she's Latina.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I have confidence that it's going to turn around for you at some point.
Next year.
You're getting closer. You're getting closer.
I am getting closer. Like, that's the part people sleep on with this whole story is that for about 2 hours, I was making that girl's night. You know?
What did he do or what did he have that you didn't possess that night?
Swagger? I don't know.
Good looks? Money?
All right.
Maybe money. Because he was buying all the drinks.
He doesn't have the fame.
One.
He doesn't have the F level fame that you have.
See, your move was you should have taken them back over to Pamplona because that's where you're famous.
Maybe.
And then your chick.
But
then
the feng shui at Barbao was working.
But you're 5'10". your senorita could have seen how much of a big silly you were. And then what you lack in body and money and looks makes up for in celebrity status there.
That's the thing. I've tried. Girls don't look at me as a celebrity. You know?
I know, here's the thing. This is what you do. You bring them over to Pamplona. All right, you say, hey, girls, I'm going to go back and get us some drinks. And you find Chuck Lee as quick as possible. And you say, Chuck, I got one on the line. You got to make me look silly. Can you have people come by, dap me up, and recognize who I am? Can you send out a bottle? Yeah. Help me.
With the sparklers and all that.
Yeah, have the sparkler gang. Yeah. And saying, AWOD, pumping up the sign that says, AWOD, we love you. And so that way they
have
see
the girls give you kisses on the cheek.
Yes. Just have her say, have Chuck go to all the hot chicks, go to his wife and say, hey, we just give Adam a smooch on the cheek and say, I'm so happy you're here.
I like this idea. I'm gonna do it again. The idea of the bottle girls with a sign that said, AWOD's here or something. Yeah. It'd be kind of silly. Because they always have those signs club.
Why are we able to think of this, but Adam's not? Right? This is common sense stuff that he needs to... that take advantage of. Like, we can't be his hookup consigliere when it's midnight and we're sleeping on Saturday.
This is really like last resort. And I mean, now we're like faking that he's, famous and all kinds of stuff.
Hey, I'm featured
in a stacking
book.
The deck. That's what we're doing is we're stacking the deck. He needed a closer. He had everything lined up and he just needed help pulling the trigger.
All right, here's the good
I really
news.
Did have the fish. I had it hooked. Had her on. I just couldn't.
Yeah, he needed Chuck Lee to help bring her
too
in.
Big.
Too big. I need a bed at Barbara. You know?
Hey, here's the good news. It's the holiday season. It's not over yet. We're just hitting halftime. We got Christmas and girls feeling depressed.
Hanukkah just passed. The winter season does mean layers, which is good for big guys.
Absolutely. I've been telling you that forever. But you're going to have girls that are feeling down on themselves because they're single during the holidays.
Yes. You're going to see, yes.
You got Christmas Eve. Those are some real desperate girls. If anyone's out on Christmas Eve, that is a slam dunk. It's an alley-oop, I would think.
Yeah, you know, you should be swiping all day on Christmas morning.
Absolutely. Some girl who like can't wait to get out of her family's house. And then you have New Year's, which is the creme de la creme of just making bad decisions.
That drunk kiss. Yeah. Start out your New Year's at midnight.
So don't give up.
There's a lot of moves to be made around the corner.
All right. Speaking of holidays, you're going to keep us updated. This week on the Junkies, we announced the Christmas drinking / holiday show. I never know what to call it. What do you call it?
I call it the drinking show.
I think I call it the Christmas show.
I thought we said we were going to call this one the Junkies Christmas Extravaganza.
You know what? You're right. We did say that.
I think we did.
All right. The Junkies Christmas Extravaganza finally announced. All you biddies have known for a while if you listened to the very first episode.
I like how he said biddies.
Exactly. 2 weeks from today.
Is the holiday show. And we told you guys it would be December 23rd, but we didn't announce it to the listening audience on the radio until this week. And it's kind of unique this year. It's the latest it's ever been. And
it's the closest to Christmas.
I can barely get any closer.
That's why I'm hoping that this year's drinking show is going to be the most festive that we've ever been a part of.
But the guys, again, didn't seem that into it. And that's also part of the problem. That's a yearly challenge for Valdez and I is we really got to fire these guys up.
As much fun as it is to listen to, it is a disaster to prepare for and to run.
I think we have to come strong this year. I really do.
We mentioned this year that we're doing a white elephant. We did that in the past. We're not doing Secret Santa, which kind of makes me sad a little bit.
Yeah,
Secret Santa's my thing.
Secret Santa is your thing. I'm so glad we're not doing it. First of all, we know Valdez his grand ideas that he needs so much time to prep and plan, and then he wore a Michael Myers mask on Halloween. So I'm not interested in him seeing some limp dick Christmas present for him that when he pulls my name this year.
But he put no time or thought into it.
I've actually already secured my white elephant gift. Have you?
How would you have secured it?
It was like yesterday.
It was like yesterday was announced, and it was the night before EB.
I had to order it. It's special. I had to order this
special gift. It's special, just like you.
Here's the problem.
Awful.
Come on.
Here's the problem with white elephant gifts. Everyone's just going to do a dumb gag gift. No one's going to do anything that anyone wants. I know you. You bought a gag gift, and you...
You don't know that.
I know you. I know. You can tell by the way you're smirking. You bought a stupid gag gift. And that no one's going to want. You're wasting your money. You're wasting time. Now, if you like had a gag gift and then you lumped it up with something that actually people wanted.
What if I have something hidden in the gag gift so that if you take the gag gift, it's not really the gag gift at all?
Actually, you know what? I even know what his gag gift is. I'm going to write it down for AWOD. Oh. I'm 90%
sure.
Well,
if AWOD participates in this.
AWOD, are you going
to
be...
So that's what I wanted to ask. I want to...
Look how stupid this is, all right? I know it is what it is. Don't say it.
You think he's getting this?
Yeah, I know he is, and he knows what I wrote down.
I think Cakes could use it, right? All right, so okay. Valdez is big on once you leave the Junkies, you're not part of the show. But I want to find a way to involve myself in the Christmas show.
JP.
That's JP. I always have a soft spot for Adam.
Well, okay.
So the show hasn't been as fun since you left.
I appreciate that. And probably I like getting
thing I've
journal.
Ever said no.
So I would like to be part of the white elephant.
Sorry, say that again.
I would like to be part of the white elephant. I have a great gift idea. I'm willing to share my gift idea if it'll help me lobby to get in.
Why, are you just going to spoil your gift?
I don't want you to spoil your gift.
But then people will bid and they're going to want it.
Okay,
you know?
Here's what...
I feel like we do need Adam for the Christmas show.
Here's what I like. You tell us your gift. If we like it, we'll let you in. If it's stupid, you're out. But you can't get that gift anyways. You have to get something different. But I want you to sell us on the gift that would blow people away right now.
All right, I see what you're doing. This is basically a test.
All right. So I don't know how much the price of this
write
is.
Write it down.
Okay.
No, he gets it.
Yeah, he can say it.
Because he's not allowed to get it if he's allowed in. He's got to get something.
Okay. I was thinking about, I want to get something for the Junks, all right? Something that the Junks are going to get psyched for. What do I know about EB? Loves to sit out by the fire. What do I know about Cakes? Loves to cuddle up with all of his kids in the bed and watch a Wizards game, all right? JP and Lurch, I don't know as much about. But what I do know is that all four of the Junks would be psyched, because they've talked about this before, for a weighted blanket. A nice Christmas-colored red weighted blanket.
He's out. This is 2018.
I know. He's out. Eric already has one.
They already have them.
They all have one?
Anybody that wanted one when the craze happened like three years ago.
JP's not going to get one.
You don't
one.
Think a nice $60 blanket would be nice?
A weighted blanket is for sleeping. It's not for cuddling or sitting out by the fireplace.
Okay, so maybe it's not weighted. Maybe it's quilted.
So you're getting a blankie.
I wanted to get a not expensive.
He's out. Red winter Christmas colored
blanket that looks like Santa would wear.
Now, if you would have said, "I'm going to get him,"
Magnolia Admissions would fail you.
I'm going to get him a blanket, and sewn in is a caricature of my face. that would have made me laugh. Purposeful, but also shtick.
Yes, I said. Also, I'm gonna have my own patches. I'm gonna sew in.
So no to the blankie.
You put no time and thought into it.
No, I really did put time and thought into it.
I feel like you know nothing about the Junkies.
You're crazy. If that, right. I bring a silly blanket, it's going to be eaten up during White Elephant.
I'm going to give you a second chance right now, okay? If you fail this, you're not in the White Elephant.
Now right? I'm on the spot.
You have 5 seconds to tell me what you would get JP as a gift.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A silly coffee mug?
Oh my god. Adam's that loser that gives you a necktie.
I can't think of anything
for every
on the
holiday.
Spot.
He doesn't even drink coffee.
Yeah.
For tea.
You're on probation. All right. Now we have to think about it. That was a terrible answer.
But I don't know. What would you get, JP, on the spot?
I'm already in.
3, 2, 1.
Nothing.
I get him another radio DJ's book.
Yeah. Nothing, because we're beefing.
All right. Still beefing.
All right. All right. We'll have to think about you. But here's the
thing.
There's
something I could do on Christmas. I'll dress up as Moses and do my whole Hanukkah bit.
Logistically, we do need him. If we're going to do videos, wacky things, stuff like that.
He's got to pick up Bruce.
Yeah, he's got to pick up Bruce. There's going to be a lot of moving parts he's going to have to deal with.
I'm tired of paying that $50 Uber from Bowie to the downtown D.C.
You know how many times I've driven to Bowie?
Him home 100 times.
And he's slobbering.
Call him an Uber and just write it off. You're the assistant program director.
We can't write it off.
I don't think we can write things off anymore. I think that department collapsed.
I always like splitting it with Drab. He always picked him up in the morning, and I always took him home at the end of the show. And then his mom would call him 5,000 times after the show. And all you heathens are down my throat trying to get those podcasts up, and I got to take Bruce home. And his mom's yelling at me to take him home.
What if I bring in food or a dessert?
We already have food.
We're going to have food. You think we're not going to have that?
Yeah. I mean, that's like the first thing we got to set up is the food.
I'm just looking for a way to help out.
We need your help. We need extra hands. All hands on deck.
Yeah.
You just don't seem psyched.
Well, you can come. You being a part of the White Elephant is another story. I had an amazing White Elephant gift a couple years ago. And it was designed for Lurch. And maybe I just had Lurch. I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't White Elephant. But I got him some Rao's pasta.
Hey, but I ended up with that Rao's pasta.
You know you did?
I'm pretty sure.
It must have been White Elephant.
I think you guys exchanged afterwards, maybe.
Maybe.
Because he wanted it or something. But I got him like three sauces.
Three jars of sauce.
Some Rao's pasta. And then the nicest colander you've ever seen. That thing was made of like titanium or something. It was from Bed Bath & Beyond. It was like $40 to $50 I spent.
And do you know I still have the Secret Santa gift that Eric gave me when we were in Fairfax? I mean,
that
is 2010, right?
What 2009? Was
that? He got me a North Face jacket. And I still wear it to this day. It's a green like bomber jacket.
I haven't seen you wear it that often.
I'll wear it tomorrow.
I got the worst gift from Pete Medhurst. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it was some sort of beer mug. And it was clearly from the checkout stand
at the airport,
TJ Maxx. Where they just have all that crap thrown together.
I have all the candles waiting for you to buy.
Exactly. Like all the knockoff headphones and stuff. He bought something at that impulse buy stand. And I threw it away as soon as the show was over.
That's mean. You know what I don't like? Speaking of mean, you know what I don't like about the Christmas show?
What's that?
I don't like, and you know, these guests are great when they're on air, mm-hmm. but I hate the barrage of guests that come in for the drinking show.
It's terrible.
I just want
to... Do listeners want guests?
To be honest, I don't know.
I know one guest they don't want. I'm not going to say it. All right. I'm not going to hurt any feelings, but I know there's one guest that's been on once or...
He may be...
Maybe. Are you dumb? Yes.
I'm just doing a bit.
Yes. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. Yeah.
I mean, you're definitely not in the Christmas show now. But I just want the guys hanging around, drinking beers.
You want them to just get tanked.
I want them to be loosey-goosey times 10. And I feel like what the guys are doing is they're just inviting all of these guests to come and hang out so that they can just drink and sit back
and not participate, not do the show. I would like you to pay me $1 for every time that Lurch mentions his age and saying, what am I going to get drunk, just sloppy drunk? I'm too old for that. All right, from now leading up to the holiday show.
Maybe we need Adam to sit in studio.
What, and Adam drink with them?
Yes.
I mean, I could outdrink them all.
I'm not.
But they don't want you. They don't want to outdrink you.
Yeah.
What if I just sat in the corner and I just matched them drink for drink?
They tend to get going, though. Lurch, it will quit. JP,
right, how do we get a good mix of...
But EB and Cakes usually get after it a little bit. EB says he won't, but then he picks it up a little bit because he's got a lack of self-control. And Cakes is a gamer.
Cakes is always the holiday show MVP.
Yeah.
He's going to come in with some funky Christmas sweat. I bet you he has like a Squid Game Christmas sweater this year.
Yeah, that's a
because he always does that. Right. He's gonna have his Santa hat.
There's some things that we have to do. The show, you know, we're promoting the sober ride, or
yeah, like we can't just
DC police are a sponsor of it. So there's some stuff that we have to do that we wouldn't really, you know, sign up to do. But I believe Ryan Zimmerman's coming in. At least they kind of pinned him on the air. That wasn't really confirmed, and then they told him on the air that it was, and he goes, "Yeah, right. Okay." Like he was still thinking about it.
See, the thing is, like that can be cool because they have a connection together. So
Zim would be cool.
Yeah, I like Zim
also,
coming on.
It's a big name,
air.
And it's something new that somebody who hasn't been in studio.
And but just like, you know, Sean Springs is a great guest, but the guys really have no relationship with Sean Springs.
I would like Smoot on the Christmas show.
I think Smoot would be funny.
Smoot. I mean, the guys are just world class.
Jonin.
Yeah, Jonin. And he would bring some festivity to that show. And I know he'd like to drink.
I feel like I'd be working that dump button pretty hard.
Yeah, probably would. It's a stressful day for the producers. We will also be recording a recap of the holiday
show. Yeah, we're going to have a special bit season post-Christmas show.
Something I don't like. I had a great idea. We have to do one more PenFed for the year. In December. I had the idea because everyone's always wondering about what the junkies are like the rest of the day and how their night's going. I had the idea of us do our PenFed on December 23rd, the night of the drinking show at 7 p.m. after they went home and slept it off for
they're
going to
veto that.
No, the junks didn't veto it. PenFed did.
What?
Yes.
They're worried about the guys getting too risky.
No. They said they don't want to be associated with drinking. I'm like, what?
Don't the guys drink every single PenFed live?
Eric's drunk every PenFed live.
He's pummeling Jack and Ginger by the fire.
It was a great idea that I think the listeners, everyone would have been at home right before the Christmas and enjoying the live stream.
But we'll have a bit season show where we can give some inside skinny, maybe some behind the scenes stories of the drinking.
Maybe
show.
Bruce will be on.
Yeah.
Speaking of
guests,
he'll do an encore.
We are semi confirmed for I think it's going to be a fun mystery guest too for the Christmas show.
A fun girl.
Or guy. Or girl.
Hey, we should get some more mystery guests. That's a great one that you worked on and seems to be confirmed. But if we have like three mystery guests throughout the show.
One per hour.
Yeah, I would love that. Now, show starts early. It's hard to get guests early in the show.
What do you think about the guys? Because this is also one of the things they're doing for the Christmas show. What do you think about the wine tasting that's supposedly happening?
I don't think it's that interesting. That's my blink reaction to that.
You don't think it can be funny? Do you think the guys can make it funny?
Yeah, I mean, they can make anything funny, but I don't know. I just want them to, like, that's just...
I want them to Joan.
That Jason can't tell the difference?
Well, just, it's basically a way to force them to drink, is just to do this tasting.
I know, but he's going to be, it's a sip of wine.
But they're
going to
be,
what is that?
It's going to be a mixing kind of drinking thing. I think the wine will kind of calm them down, probably.
We're talking about a sip of wine. He's going to be taking three sips of wine. It's from like a $10 bottle, a $500 bottle.
It's not melatonin. Like, what do you mean calm them down?
Oh, because because like with shots and drinks, you're like pouring them back with wine.
It's
alcohol. You're going to swirl it and sniff it.
So Jason said something about the Bonefish guys. I would like to have in that corner where Ted Garber ruined many Christmas shows, a little.
You don't like when he plays bad boys when they get the breathalyzer every single year.
Ted Garber has been fun, but he always like shouts into the like off mic, and it's so tilting. And nobody asked for like his opinion on things, and he'll just start talking.
Every drinking show, Ted Garber's the fifth junkie.
Exactly. No, Ted's a very nice guy.
I know,
guy.
I like
he's,
Ted.
He's a very nice guy. But I think Richmond John, at least he told
he's
me...
He's going to do the exact same thing that Ted Garber does?
Yeah, but it would be his first time in studio. And Richmond John kind of...
He kind of gets it a little more.
He gets the show better than Ted does.
He's definitely going to sing Bit Season.
Can give us a Christmas version, a caroling version of Bit Season.
Oh, that's a challenge, John.
That is a challenge.
But I would like in that corner some hot barista, all right, making some sort of
Christmas concoction
for the guys.
Yes.
Throughout the show, we don't need any more 40-year-old male bartenders in here. All right. Why can't we have some a female presence? And
we do. We need a female presence.
Yeah, just sex this thing up a little bit.
Yeah, we need Mrs. Claus to make some drinks.
Right. It'll be looking
good. Why
don't
we reach out to one of our guys, like Chuck Lee, and see if any of the bartenders... Pamplona's got some silly bartenders.
All right, dude. We're not going to pay him. But Pamplona, Chuck can pay her. Right. Tell Chuck to pay her, and we'll give Pamplona a billion plugs. She's got, mm-hmm. The goal is to look something cute.
Yes. We're not asking her
cute,
to...
Cute, but also Miss Claus, right?
But cute, but seasonal.
Yes. Seasonal garb.
Yeah.
We're not telling her to get naked and pour cocktails.
No, that's not what I want.
Yes,
a cute girl pouring drinks for the junks is better than two bros from Ashburn.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe sucking on a candy cane every now and then.
Right. Valdez is a pervert. He thinks it's going to turn into a porno or something. But... All right.
Yeah. So you know what?
You book that.
That's your
you're in
job.
You're on the holiday show officially, White Christmas, whatever you want.
You can do whatever you want for the holiday show if you can help put that together.
Sized.
All right.
Hey, what do you think about the guys bullying Ryan Zimmerman to bring in $10,000 bourbon?
That's embarrassing. The poppy and the whatever else.
Whatever
it's called.
That's a little.
Yeah, because the junkies are rich. Why don't they bring in something nice?
Yeah. That's what I don't. And then Jason's begging off air if the bartenders will bring the cocktails for him because he doesn't want to pay to get his own bottle of liquor here.
Yeah, that's also tilting, but Chuck can provide that too, I'm assuming.
I am the Prince of Pamplona.
You know why? Because I don't want it to fall on us, to go, me and you going to the ABC store and having to buy some.
That's just another expense that we got to.
Right. Right. You know what I mean? So
deal with.
I think it's shaping up pretty well. We got some other ideas that we're working on. We Valdez and I like to do something different every single year.
Right.
And last year we had the Zoom show. We made the best of it.
That was hard to do.
It was hard, but it was fun. And this year I think we're going to get the guys rocking.
Do you know what I always want to do for Christmas? We've never done it. I've pitched it for three straight years now. Maybe maybe four. Is that I want to get AWOD shirtless, laying on the ground with Mrs. Claus pouring Christmas candle wax on his chest, hot wax, and then AWOD has to guess what the scent is. I think that would be a funny visual and funny radio.
Here's the problem.
Is it really that funny of a visual to you?
It's funny to me.
Well, a couple years ago, we were actually on TV and not just on Zoom, and we had like cameras in here. We could do a lot more stuff.
Yes.
So TV-wise, I don't even know like how that would
happen. Well, here's the thing. If I'm committed to the show, we could do some things where instead of having them connect their cameras to their laptop, we could put it on a tripod and have me move around with it. So, we don't have to do the four box.
I'm sorry,
I think he talked himself back into the Christmas show.
Well,
you still have to do Pamplona.
Deal.
All right, you're in. I'm down with that. You want to pour hot wax on AWOD? Just remember, the guy played lacrosse in the parking lot for 2 minutes and went to the emergency room. Okay?
He filed an HR complaint against Paul Rabel.
I don't know about pouring hot wax on this guy.
Why do you think Paul Rabel had to retire?
Paul Rabel had to play three more seasons. He was paying off AWOD.
Like Willie Mays.
Yeah.
12-18.
That's funny. All right, the holiday show is going to be great, and we're looking forward
to it. It's always fun.
Yeah, we're going to get more excited for it.
You know what that guy started doing that I really like?
Hmm.
And it's going to be awesome because it's on the 23rd. There's going to be a million people who have off the 23rd.
Right, so everyone's going
to
be watching.
So everyone's going to be watching, and they're going to be at home, and we're encouraging them to drink with the junks.
Yes, love it. And that was one of the big selling points of having the day on the 23rd.
Yes, is that everybody can kind of join in themselves, kind of be a part of the junks.
Now, I don't know if we can make this happen every single year. It was kind of tough to pull off of having all four guys here 2 days before Christmas. I love it, though. Having the holiday show on December 9th is just awful.
It's just a better vibe.
No one's even feeling Christmassy yet.
Right. Can you imagine if we had it?
It was supposed to be tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say tomorrow. Can you imagine if we are having it this week?
Yeah.
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
I loved how during the conversation, Lurch kind of said, I would have come in.
Yeah, just like he's watching games in the morning.
Right.
I don't know if I told you guys this, but when Lurch alluded to this week on the show that Drab was Rick when he said that he wasn't coming on December 9th to the holiday show, because that was the original plan, right? I remember I texted the group of guys. We're all in a group chat here. I texted the guys, hey, holiday show. This is a while back. This is back in like September and October. Keep the date. Holiday drinking show. It will be December 9th. Okay? Actually, I don't think I even said that. Jason said, told me, I'll be off December 9th. I said to the guys, dang, that's the holiday drinking show. Mm-hmm. And his response was, not for me, it isn't.
You think he's going to do a silent protest?
I was, Rick, that he responded to that. Because he just cared so little about it.
We just
show of the year, you know? Like, you can't just say, I don't care about
this. This is what I want. The P1 Super Bowl, and we just want the guys to kind of treat it like that. That's all. Mm-hmm. You know, they can do their thermostat talk all they want with us, but this is the Super Bowl.
This is the day they need to bring.
They got to bring it.
Right.
They can't just go through the motions during the drinking.
Oh,
show.
I think they will. I think they always complain about it, but
we give them a good kick in the butt, don't we?
And I think some of the surprises that we're working on will get them excited.
Good.
Right?
Well, it's part of our job.
Why don't you book that mystery guest for 6:15 a.m.? All right? Really get him going. All right, guys. Well, I think we got a lot of stuff here we can get to that we can save for any other time. Some of this stuff is evergreen.
I want to bring up this Valdez thing because it's been a couple weeks, though.
What's that?
The buying a used hole-filled pants off of eBay. And because he's the one that brought it up on air saying, I'm going to start dressing up for bit season. We should start looking good for the cameras.
I know. Valdez was wearing that dumb U.S. Open sweatshirt again today.
I know. 3 weeks in a row.
Three weeks in a row.
Well, it's cold outside. I took it off.
One sweatshirt?
Yes. I have many Sup Dog sweatshirts and one U.S. Open
sweatshirt. I've been dressing up for bit season. Drab's got a new hat today.
You don't
today.
Even have a camera on you.
That's technical issues behind the scenes. They don't need to know.
This guy's going to do a live stream of the holiday show from his laptop.
And he can't even do a three-man podcast.
Yeah.
Work.
All right,
I buy used pants off of eBay.
Why are you joning on me? I should have brought this up on the Junkies yesterday. I forgot. Why are you joning on me for re-gifting my kids' holiday presents and calling me nubs and calling me Squeakers Court when Valdez is buying jeans or denim, whatever the hell it is, khakis with holes in them from eBay.
Yeah, time out. Do they look good?
Yes, they look good. They just had one minor hole in them.
This guy
had a hole in the
crotch? Yeah, in the back pocket.
It was in the back, right in my butt crack.
This guy's ripped so many farts into these khakis
that it made a hole in them.
They made a hole into the back. And they probably are 3 years old, been worn 1,000 times. And Valdez is buying pants for $5 on
so many bendovers.
This guy's nutsack sweat's been dripping in them. They were cheap and they're nice pants. I paid $5 for some Lucky Brand pants.
Lucky
clothes
brand.
Off of really? eBay is hurting. I think
and it's like a thrift shop. It's fine.
Does he not?
I
know
washed them. I sewed the hole up and I patched it up. And boom, it's just like
what happened
brand
was the guy literally had diarrhea and then threw those pants on eBay.
First of all, Valdez still thinks that Lucky's like a classy hot brand. He doesn't know it's like when Massimo sold their brand to Target. Lucky has been watered down for 15 years now.
I'm not
that's
a not fashionista.
That's not a luxury brand anymore that people get sized to
I'm
wear.
Not a fashionista. I like how they...
Does the fly zipper still say Lucky You on it?
I don't know. You want me to check?
No, okay. Yeah, that was their signature all those years ago.
I also buy golf clothes, used golf clothes off of eBay. I can't help it. If I have caviar taste on a liver and onions budget.
You know what I think it is? I think you have a hard time finding 40-inch waist pants.
Oh, you saying I have a 40-inch waist?
That's what I think.
I have so many Lean Cuisines over there. He gives them the freedom to talk.
Is that true? You couldn't find your size in the store?
No. That's completely untrue. I have a problem with buying jeans that are $100.
Here's what I actually know what it is. And I think you told me, and I'm being a dick. He told me that they're size 36 pants, but they're super stretchy. And they're the last 36-inch pants on earth that will fit them. And so that's why he keeps buying them over and over again.
I'm holding on to my 36.
Is that true?
I neither can confirm nor deny.
How funny is that?
That's a good bet.
He knows those 36.
I should be like Jerry Seinfeld and scratch out that 31 and put a 30.
Yeah. That always ricks me. How is Jerry, a grown ass man, has a 30-inch waist? Nobody's that skinny.
That Monk's coffee shop must be keto.
It must be. Valdez, you do you. You've always been buying clothes from eBay.
I always do that. I
mean, it's basically buying stuff from Goodwill.
But. It's the same exact thing, or the Poshmark, whatever you want to call it. But the way cashmere feels against your skin, you can't go back. And cashmere is expensive.
How much are these cashmere sweaters?
Like $40.
All right, that's not bad.
I'll send you some links
for a Christmas gift for him. He needs some new jeans.
I have fine.
Those smell so bad. I already know.
Look at my jeans. My jeans are fine. Better than Adam's jeans.
No way.
They look fine.
These jeans are silly.
But why don't you just go to Nordstrom Rack and buy jeans for $20?
Do they have jeans for $20 at Nordstrom?
Somewhere around that price.
All right, but why am I going to do that when I can?
Because some guy hasn't forwarded them $10,000.
Right, that's the whole thing. Used jeans are hurting.
It's like I'm rebranding them by farting in myself.
Would you buy used underwear? Probably not, right?
I wouldn't.
What's the difference?
Depends who it was used by.
Probably from Lurch, who doesn't wear underwear.
That's kind of gross.
You're exactly. All right, that's it for today.
Are you happy, Adam? You got that off your chest?
Yes. Right. You're still nubs.
If Adam calls you nubs, then it's bad.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to clothes.
I know. The guy dresses like a preschooler.
All right, that's it for this week's show. A fun show. Thanks to Magnolia Admissions. Yeah,
you know what,
Dave.
Adam? Clean off that from your sofa.
Write that down. You can't say that word. I'll say that again. Thanks to Dave from Magnolia Admissions. Check out magnoliaadmissions.com. We're working. Hey, I think we got another sponsor on the way. Things are heating up. If you are interested in sponsoring the show, we'll take good care of you. Hit us up on BitSeasons, Instagram, Twitter, or our personal DMs, whatever. We don't care. Find a way to contact us. We'd love to talk and bring you on board. Also, it's Christmas cameo season. Valdez and I, we're cranking them out. We want to see how many we can get done before the holidays.
Yes.
The orders are picking up, so make sure you get them in now. we'll get them back to your friends and family, loved ones before Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas.
And look, don't let it be your only gift, all right? A little tip in, a little something extra for the gift you get them, all right? It's too cheap. I'll be embarrassed if that's the only thing you get your brother.
It's cameo season. It's a great stocking stuffer. Thank you to Dave and Magnolia.
And if you don't think our cameos are good.
You could say Dave is paving the way for some new sponsors.
You know what? I like the way you're thinking. Hey, if you think that if you don't trust our cameos, you haven't seen them, go search Junkies Producers on Cameo. Read all the reviews. We got 5-star reviews. I think some of the previous ones we've done or the most recent ones are up there. You'll get a kick out of them. We spend a lot of time
on them. They've gotten so much better since we kicked Adam out.
1,000%.
Well, that sucks. But I did hear at Pamplona at JP's book signing that a listener got a cameo and really enjoyed it. And I met his girlfriend and she enjoyed it too. So you guys did good.
Hey, I'm sorry. I know we're getting ready to end this, but I heard at the Pamplona appearance that you had a fish in the barrel and your gun was out of bullets. Somebody else swooped in.
I heard it was a beautiful woman wearing a mini skirt. She may have been overserved.
She was brunching all day, probably.
And somebody else
swooped in and got that.
A listener of the show. A P1 of the show whose first name starts with D.
He's very suave.
Who lives in D.C. swooped in and got the girl's phone number. And
right from under your nose.
That is true.
By the way, she's there because it's a book signing because she loves the Junks and
JP was the star. She was really there for JP. I mean, she wasn't there for AWOD, you know.
I know, but you're associated with the show.
I know, and the whole time I was like, she's way too gorgeous to be single. She probably has a boyfriend, so I stayed away from her.
Oh my god! So a listener took her home.
Probably, yeah.
Oh. All right. That's a, I know. It's the same old story. Same old song.
That listener was probably getting nudies that night. That could have been yours.
Probably. All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday.
He had to bounce back because I was called him nubs at the end of the show.
I know.
You see that? The show should have ended 5 minutes ago.
It was. Valdez is stringing it out here.
I'm a professional. I know how to Joan back.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday on Bit Season. Talk to you soon.